Good morning, it's Pilgrim Chris here on the 7th of January 2012. And I'm just doing a boot day about using certain apps to, you know, record your mileage, your health, your fitness, your activities. And there are many apps out there, as I'm sure you're aware, that will do this. There's Endomondo, which is pretty universal. It'll cover a lot of outdoor activities and record your mileage. And there are various apps that will record your heart rate, fitness levels, calories burnt, etc. But I'm not really into that. I'm not a health freak or even someone who's particularly concerned about health in the other than the general sense. And I use a site called Social Hiking, Share Your Adventure. And the premise of the site, as many of you will already know who listen to my booze and follow me on Twitter, etc., is the ability to record media and have it saved into a live map when you're outdoors. People can follow your progress outdoors, and while you're outdoors doing whatever you're doing, you can take photos, videos, tweets, etc., and have them embedded into your map. If you want to know a little bit more about it, just go to www.shareyouradventure.com. But I'm talking here about another use for this particular app. The maps that are created can be public, so everyone can see them, or private. And I'm using a lot of private maps at the moment to record my mileage throughout the year, whether I'm cycling or hiking, etc. And what I like to do is, I do a lot of walking anyway, and not all of it is particularly worth anybody else looking at, but it's handy for me to keep a record of the mileage I do over the years. And so I'm using Social Hiking not only for the adventure side of it, when I'm out hiking in the Peak Districts, for example, and people are following me and looking where I'm going and I'm sharing that adventure with them, but also I'm creating maps that are recording my everyday activities, just so I can keep an idea of the distances I cover throughout the year. And this is another feature that can be used for social hiking. If you're not interested so much in the calories you've burnt, etc., and your heart rate and all those things, but you would like a way of keeping a track of where you've been, and the mileage you've covered, what you did on particular days, then you could use Social Hiking to do that. It's quite a simple program at its basic level, and it can become as complicated as the wrong word. It can become as involved as you want it to be. And some of the maps I do and some of the maps that other people create there are full of media and are wonderful, wonderful maps. And that's fantastic. That's what it's for. But I'm using it also now as a way of recording my mileage. And how I'm doing this is I will go out, set the app to run, and it'll record what I'm doing. And I'm looking at options here, whether or not to make those maps public or private. If I make them public, it can be a lot of maps with very little interest to other people. So I've decided that as I do a non-adventure map, something more of a walk or cycle ride that isn't particularly exciting but is relevant to me, then I will make that map public initially, and then after a day I will turn it into a private map so it doesn't clutter up the map timeline on Social Hiking Share Your Adventure.com. So I thought I would share this with people who are using Social Hiking, or for those that have never even heard of it. It's worth taking a look anyway. Even if you don't sign up, you can have a look at people's routes and you'll find some interesting journeys out there and some interesting media embedded into the maps too. So that's it. That's the boo for today on social hiking and how I'm going to use it a little bit more in this year. You will certainly see more of it being used by me later on in the year when I'm going to use it for a month-long expedition in Spain. Well, thanks for listening, folks, and God bless to you all.